Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Karen Schwanebeck to talk about the position of Marion County Recorder.
For those who may not know exactly what a county recorder does, explain about your position.
The county recorder's office has lots of different duties. Our main duty, of course, is to record land records, mortgages, deeds, contracts, power of attorneys, anything that has to do with land ownership or transfer, surveys, corner certificates, that type of thing. That's our main duty. But we also work for the DNR, and we sell hunting and fishing licenses. We register all boats, snows, and ATVs in the county. We also work for the Department of Public Health and register all births, deaths, and marriages in our county. And two of my gals are also passport agents. So we do a lot of different things throughout the day.
Certainly a lot of stuff going on here at the county recorder's office. How have you adjusted since being elected to the position, and what are some things that you've implemented since you've been elected?
Back in 2000, the former recorder, I was her deputy at the time, Sandra Agan, she and I chose a company to go with to do scanning. So we electronically scanned documents from that day forward, and it was in May of 2000. So that was a big change. Then we would have a computer image that we could quickly go to the indexing and see the image. We could print it off or refer to it as needed. Then in 2002, the recorders implemented our statewide system called Iowa Land Records. And from that day forward, our indexing and images of our daily work were put up on a website. It's password protected, but anyone can apply for a password and see those records. So that was a big change. It meant scanning every day and eventually back scanning of other records, but it was that day forward that we did those records at that time.
Certainly very impressive, and to be able to get that information very quickly is very helpful to your office.
Absolutely. After it was implemented, it was decided that we would have to go back to however early our indexing started, and ours was 1986 at that time. I chose to hold off on sending prior documents for a while. The reason for that is many of the mortgages and deeds had Social Security numbers attached to them. It was a common practice for some of the banks on a mortgage to list the mortgage holders, their Social Security number, and sometimes their birth date. And while that is public information, and all of our records are public record, that anyone can come into the recorder's office and view those, it's totally different when you're sitting at home on a computer, and I just felt I didn't want that out on the web. So I chose to not put those records on until we had hired a company called IntelliDact, and they scan all of the documents that are sent to Iowa Land Records and redact all of that personal information. I just really felt I didn't want my records out there. I certainly didn't want the records of the people in my county out there with their Social Security numbers on them.
So you're certainly looking out for the people in Marion County in that regard.
Absolutely. I feel that's my job as an elected official.
Now, what are some things that are going to be going on in the office moving forward?
We have a new system by the Department of Public Health that is an electronic system. All of the death certificates are now filed with the state. It starts with the funeral director. The doctor has their portion. And when that record is completed, then we get a notice that the record is online. That means I can now get a death record that occurred anywhere in the state of Iowa, not just in my county. I feel that's very helpful to the citizens of our county. Not everybody is comfortable driving to Des Moines to get a statewide record, and it's just much more convenient. They like the personal service that we give. They can come to our counter, fill out the form, we can get it online and print it while they wait. To me, that's a big advantage.
What are some other things you want the public to know about your position?
Very soon, the Department of Public Health will be adding birth records and then eventually marriage records. So I think that will make a big difference for the citizens of our county, that they can come to the office. Many people want to do things electronically at home from their computer, but not everyone is comfortable with that. And that's okay with us. We really appreciate those people who want to come into the county. They want to see a real person, talk to you face to face. It's just much more personable, and we appreciate that. Most of us in the office don't want to do all our business online either.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Recorder Karen Schwanebeck, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.